This is where passion meets positivity and optimism. In a world where bad news abounds, You Are Solid Gold with Michelle Lau celebrates the good in our lives and the beauty in the hidden gems around us. Welcome to You Are Solid Gold. Here she is, international television host and QVC jewelry expert, Michelle Lau.
Hi, everyone. You are watching You Are Solid Gold, and I'm your host, Michelle Lau. Well, tonight, we just trapped, literally, one of my favorite people in his basement, because it's the only time I can seem to catch this guy these days, to talk to him about confidence. John Barrett is here. John and I have known each other for so many years. He was my first and my favorite, don't tell everybody else, John, cheerleading partner at the University of Minnesota. And he and I have sort of joined the podcast and YouTube families at the same time, and we're having a ball with it. So John, welcome. It's so good to see you. And thank you for participating in the ambush interview.
This is great. No, I like this. It's different than what I was planning to do. So
we'll do another when you're ready. But I find that sometimes ambushing somebody, you get some of the best stories, some of the best meat. So what I wanted to talk to you about tonight is I was remembering back in the day when you were doing a lot of acting. And I remembered I ran an advertising and marketing firm at the time, and I needed somebody, and I kid you not, I needed somebody that would be able to run up a brick wall and flip over for a commercial that I was casting at the time. So guess who I called? That guy, John Barrett. Oh, John, can you tell our audience what it's like to actually be a stuntman, to be somebody that's a part of that whole scene?
It's a little weird because we used to always do a lot of jumping around and tumbling around and falling off of things and diving off of things because we could. I was a gymnast in high school. And my kids are like, oh, there's this cool thing called parkour. And like, we just called that getting around. So there's some of it is that's how we were raised. You just were out there jumping off of stuff and doing stuff. So when I started to be able to get paid for it, that was really impressive because mostly we were going to do that anyway. But as a gymnast, and I've talked about this a lot, as a gymnast, you've learned how to fall. And so you're not as afraid to try stuff because you know, even the gold medal people have fallen thousands of times before they get that balance beam routine correct. So I'm pretty good at falling, and every once in a while it works and I actually do it right.
And as used to do it right a lot. In fact, here's a little known secret that I'm going to share right now about John and I. So John is still a very, very good gymnast. Michelle here does not know how to tumble a lick. So being his partner was magical for me because I got to just follow him down along. And right now I'm thinking about you during March Madness, right? Because yeah. I used to just follow him down the basketball court. And I would just make sure that I was in the air at the same time John was in the air. And so, yes, we were able to, get a lot done that way. But he did drop me a few times too, I don't mind telling you, which was not altogether pleasant, by the way. But
no.
I forgive you because I love you anyway.
And that is part of it, that when you see these people that you think are confident or you think can do whatever it is that they do, they're going to make mistakes. And so no matter what it is, at some point they had to learn. And I know when my dad would carve a turkey, I would always just sit and look and go, wow. And he said, everybody who's ever carved a turkey at one point never carved a turkey. So you do have to at some point just realize we're going to go for it. Whatever it is in life, you have to go for it. And if it's a gymnastics trick or a partner trick in cheerleading, you might fall once in a while. And that's part of learning, is to get back up and try it again, knowing what I know now, oh, we're not going to do it that way.
I mean, I'd be walking down the street with the guy and he'd be flipping off, the fence, and he'd be, flipping over a tree, and just, it was crazy. And I loved every minute of it. I had so much fun with you. I really, truly did. But I've always wondered, how did you make that transition into doing the stunts for TV and movies and things like that? How did that come about?
Part of it is being in the wrong place at the wrong time and not saying no fast enough. I was working at Channel 5, working on Good Company with Stephen
Sharon. Minneapolis.
Yes, in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. And as it turned out, they were going to be shooting a movie, Drop Dead Fred, in the Twin Cities area. And they needed a 200-pound gymnast. And most gymnasts are big and bulky jockeys, little shorter people. And at 5'11", and 200 pounds, that was a lot more gymnast than most gymnasts. So
I got to tell you what, that's not so low to the ground either as a girl who used to have to try to jump up over your head. So go on.
I'm much happier being on the base rather than being in the air if somebody's going to hold me. If I'm going to be in the air, I just want to be in the air, flying through the air, not being held by somebody. I don't have that much trust in someone, so I appreciate that you trusted me.
Oh, I trust you with everything. I really do, John. You're a great guy. So Drop Dead Fred, how was that?
That was exciting? Yes, it was very fun. And Ed Cairo and Joe Schmidt, who were two of the sports guys up here, they knew me from the studio and knew I was a gymnast, and they were talking to the production people and said, we've got a guy, and try him out. And so I didn't know anything about Drop Dead Fred. I'd never heard of Rick Mayall, and I didn't know it was a big deal. And I heard Phoebe Cates, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And so they said, well, we need somebody to be Fred's stunt double. And I said, okay, whatever that means. And so I had never worked, Kai Michelson was the stunt coordinator, and I'd never worked with Kai, so he didn't know what I could do, and I didn't know how to behave. I'm not very well behaved, and you know that, but I wasn't very well behaved on the set, and I got yelled at because there's these guys just sitting there, and I went over and talked to them, and somebody came over and grabbed me by the ear and said, those are the Teamsters, why are you talking to them?
I don't know. Oh, okay.
John made a new friend, you know, I mean, that's, and so... So I didn't know you weren't supposed to talk to the Teamsters. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I still don't understand that, but okay.
Yeah, no, I don't get it.
We'll roll with that.
But yeah. So, and then, you know, I because the choreographer didn't know, or the stunt coordinator didn't know what I could do, the director would say, okay, we need him to dive through this window. Yeah, just a hold on a second. John, can you dive through a window? Sure, why not?
Well, Kai was one of the best at teaching those maneuvers too, by the way.
And he was great, and he was safe, and was very, very wonderful person to work with. He just had never worked with me. So
I don't know if you know this, John, but I worked with Kai years ago too.
Oh, did you?
I did. I worked with Ty. Kai trained me. He trained me how to do knife fighting.
Oh, cool.
And for camera. Uh-huh. And he taught me how to do, you know, girl fights for the camera.
I did not know that.
So, yeah, it was a story that I did on him, and I just think the world of him. I've lost track of him. I'll have to find him and do an ambush on him one night. But
he was living on Penn Avenue, and I don't know if he's still there, but his house is hard to miss because he's usually got rockets in the front yard and things like that. So
guy after my own heart.
I always working heart. On something. But
so
yeah,
there you found yourself in the middle of the movie set,
yeah,
having to dive through a window.
It slowly got to be bigger and bigger. And some of it was, they didn't know what I could do, and they didn't know what a person could do. And so at one point, probably the biggest thing for me was Fred crawls out onto the front porch roof and then starts going down the tree. And one of the other characters comes up. And so they said, now we want you to jump off of this tree, grab that tree branch down there, do a giant swing, and then do a backflip onto the, which would be great in a cartoon. And I'm not certain that even a world-class gymnast could do it. I'm not a world-class gymnast, but I thought, you know, going 15 feet and grabbing onto the pipe, and I'm sure they were thinking of like Princess Bride in the sword fight scene where they do the giant swing on the bar.
Sure.
But there was no way, and the tree branch that they wanted me to grab onto is about 3 inches.
Oh, no. What'd you do?
So I said, what about this? What about if I just look both ways and then do a backflip out of the tree?
I know you can do that. I've seen that.
And it was like, well, that's like 15 feet up. And I said, yeah. And they said, well, we can't see. We want to do a wide shot, so we can't show the mats. And I'm like, I don't need mats. And they're like, what? And then they're like, Kai, he says he doesn't need mats, and he can just jump out of that tree. Hang on, guys. John, can you really do that? Yeah, a lot easier than trying to do a giant swing on a 3-inch tree from 15 feet. So they said, well, show it to us once, because we want you to do the backflip. And I said, well, I'll do the backflip, and then I'll roll, and then I'll turn toward the car. And he said, yeah, and in fact, if you can then get into the car. I said, okay, should I open up the door, or should I just
dive in?
And they said, oh, if you can go through the window, that's great. So I did it once, and they were like, okay. And then I did it a second time, and just this, you know, big, nice, laid out backflip. And then I did it the third time, and they recorded it, and you know, did the backflip, rolled, turned, and then dove, like a kind of like a soccer goalie would dive to make a block.
Yeah.
I used to be a soccer goalie, so that's not hard to do. And dove right into the car and tucked and rolled in the front seat, and it was great. And then they cut it out of the film. But
no, I was going to say, I don't remember that scene.
No, I know. Really? That's they show him walking out. But the funny thing was, like a day later, Phoebe Kate's husband, Kevin Kline, came on to the set. And he was great. He had
you name dropper you.
He had nothing to do, so he's just sitting there. And usually the stunt guy has nothing to do, so I'm just sitting there. And so I started talking with him, and he loved to talk about music and stuff. And I'm not that great on music, but he said, "I heard you did this really cool thing jumping out of the tree." And I go, "Oh, you missed that." And he goes, "Yeah, oh, that sounded great. Okay, I'll go do it again." And so I went up and did it again. I was like, "We don't just do free stunts for people."
No fear, John. No fear. Yeah.
I do all the time.
So you really, I mean, whether we knew it or not, you are a guy that has been preaching confidence. And what I love about you is you never say no. Like if somebody asks you if you can do something, you right. always say yes. And then you're like, "Oh shoot, Michelle, I don't know how to do that. How am I gonna," you know, you figure it out, right?
Right. And that, I think that goes back to a theater arts major, because in theater arts, they tell you, if you want the job, you say yes. Oh, I can do that. And I had a job that I worked for, airplane flying out of Milwaukee, and the airplane company was doing these short hops to cities. And so the idea was, we do short hops. And so they were gonna have a bunch of people circling around the tower of the airport, all on their pogo sticks.
And
some people would have a briefcase and a phone, and some people would have golf clubs. And so I got a call saying, "Can you jump on a pogo stick while carrying a bag of golf clubs?" Well, yes, I can. Who can't? And so they gave us about, I don't know, maybe a half an hour while they're setting up lighting to practice on the pogo sticks. And during that time, most of us learned how to do all kind of go up and down steps and stuff on a pogo stick.
I mean,
if kids can do it, we can do it. But that is one of those things where you get used to saying I can do it, and then quickly having to do it.
Right. And I mean, you've been gathering confidence your whole entire life. Are you still doing stunts? Are you still acting and doing commercials and things like that?
I'm still registered. I jokingly say I'm one of the top 10 stunt people in the Twin Cities out of the three of us that are here.
Kai being one, I'm assuming.
Right. Yeah. So they just never shoot here. And so if they need
it. Well, if anybody's watching and they need a guy.
I'm a card carrying, SAG member, I would still do it, but I'm probably much more limited now in what I can do, just because I never regularly worked out, but I always regularly goofed around, and I'm not goofing around as much. So I'm probably not in as great a shape, but.
Well, you're probably not goofing around as much because you've been helping me so much. Oh. And I appreciate that between you and my friend, Victoria Wick, who's been such a great support. I mean, I'm just really enjoying this whole YouTube and podcast experience.
Well,
so
yay.
What is the name of your podcast? And because it's fantastic, I love it. Tell people how they can find you.
It's called Collecting Confidence Podcast, and the Collecting Confidence, it's available on Spotify and Apple Tunes and all the places where you'd find your podcast. And it's just, I guess, normal people talking about normal issues that we have, trying to gain and maintain our confidence. Nobody has all the answers, and we're essentially, what we find out is we're all making it up as we go along. Some people are just better at making it up and hiding those places where we're not confident.
Well, I've always admired how brave and how confident you are. You know, you always go into everything full force. When I ambushed him tonight, I was calling him, about a question about something. And then I said, "What are you doing, John?" And he said, "Well, I'm rearranging the basement." And I said, "Well, then you probably don't feel like talking about when you were a stuntman." He goes, "Oh, yeah, we'll just do it right here in the basement."
I want to encourage you, move it forward.
Thank you. And I appreciate you taking the time to do that, John. So we can find you on any of the podcast networks and eventually on YouTube as well. When you're on the YouTube channel, will you also be under the same name?
I believe so. Yes, I'm working on all the logistics. But first, I'm just trying to make room in the basement to have some sort of a studio, some sort of lighting. So,
well, we're cheering you on from over here. And thank you again so much for letting me ambush you for an interview tonight.
Anytime.
All right. Well, we'll talk soon, huh?
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye, John. I love you. You are solid gold. Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us on You Are Solid Gold. We hope that you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. Would you please subscribe, like, and share this episode? If you know of a person, place, or thing that is a hidden gem that we should feature on Solid Gold with Michelle Lau, please submit it for consideration at hello@youaresolidgold.com. Now, get out there and shine.